Good evening. The show begins tonight in Israel, in Jerusalem. Conversation with Seth Franzman, the correspondent for the Jerusalem Post, senior on the war, Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis. Seth has been there and seen a great deal of the fighting of the last 6 months. Now the experience of being a target. The children were sent to the shelter, and Seth stayed up waiting for the drones from Iran. They took 3-4 hours to reach Israel. And then there were the ballistic missiles as well, hundreds. Unknown number crashed on land on takeoff, but many got through. All intercepted except for a few near an airfield, I understand. A random missile and drone attack on Jerusalem and Israel. Jerusalem gave us a picture on the front of the Jerusalem Post or the Times of Israel or both of the rockets being intercepted and the drones being intercepted over Jerusalem, over the Blue Mosque. We also spoke of Hamas and Hezbollah. Hamas remains poisonous in Gaza, and Hezbollah remains dangerous. It has fired 3,500 rockets the last days as the barrage came in from Iran. Same questions. What is to be done about Hezbollah once Hamas is neutralized? And then on to speak to my friend Gordon Chang and Rebecca Grant about Washington asking Beijing to control Tehran before the missile launch. And now Beijing saying it's deeply concerned. A lot of shrugging. Gordon points out a thinking theory that Xi follows Mao, and Mao believed in chaos, advancing his agenda. Chaos. We certainly have that in Eurasia. 3 wars in Eurasia, pending the retaliation, the response, the reply, the answer, the counterpunch by Israel to Iran. Malcolm Holline joins with the Thaddeus McCotter about the air defenses holding over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, augmented by the U.S. and the U.K. and Jordan and Saudi Arabia. A lot of hands got involved in this stew. The allies, including Jordan, are significant because those are Arab states, especially Jordan, with a large Palestinian population, and yet the king came through to block or at least to identify incoming. Then a moment with Charles Pellegrino, back to April 19, 1912, at the Waldorf Astoria, an inquiry into what they knew at the time, the facts of the sinking of the Titanic, 1,000 miles off of New York. The inquiry included the owner of the White Star Line, J. Bruce Ismay, who escaped Titanic in a fashion that was impossible to accept other than the fact that he cut in line of women and children and got in the boat. The boats were only 60% filled as they were. He appeared at the inquiry, answered questions, and yet the inquiry did not establish all the facts, but it led to the revelations that there were not adequate lifeboats, that they were steaming through an ice field. There's more to say, but Charles Pellegrino is an endless supply of details about the crew, the passengers, the fate, the aftermath of Titanic. Always in April of whatever year, Charlie and I talk about the Titanic. There's always more. And then targeting Iran's air defenses to start with is John Bolt's recommendation. And after the air defenses, you walk it up towards the nuclear facilities, which would be top of the pile for retaliation. Cleo Pascal and Gordon joined to talk about the Solomon Islands, which are voting right now, and influenced by Chinese money, by Chinese bullying. And the Prime Minister, Sogavari, has gone over to China. Will he retain his seat? Unknown. It takes several days to count the ballots. Solomon Islands, that's Guadalcanal. It's also a pivotal part of the Southeast Asia, Southeast Pacific, Indo-Pacific. And that is not a positive thing. We also speak of the Chinese advancing on Micronesia. That's Central Pacific, Micronesia between Marshalls and Palau. I'm learning the map from Cleo. China does not back off. Disappointed, they come back again and again and again. The PRC is right now advancing on Micronesia. Jerry Hendricks joins from Sagamore Institute, U.S. Navy retired captain aviator, about his article in Asia Times and National Review Online. Not only does the U.S. need shipbuilding, it needs a balance between the shipbuilding that can be done in what's left of the shipyards here in the U.S. and the shipyards in South Korea and Japan and India and Europe, which at this point are not being utilized because of the Jones Act that is out of date when you face an adversary the scale of China. China makes up for quantity what it lacks in quality. And the fourth hour is devoted to the New World Report. Brazil sides with Iran. Argentina sides with Israel. There, that's the contest. Neighbors. Chile condemns Venezuela for a political murder discovered in Santiago. A member of the opposition, a military man, kidnapped, murdered, his body hidden in a trunk in cement. A professional hit, but the Chilean interior minister is pointing a finger at Caracas, saying political murder. Also, Buenos Aires is pursuing Iran for the 1994 murders in the Jewish Community Center. At long last, Kirchner, the former vice president, former president, is implicated in either the cover-up or the original of the crime, and also the unsolved murder of Alberto Niesman, the prosecutor who was pursuing the very same case while Kirchner was president. There's more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.